Are we on? Okay. We're back with another 15 of Mac. That's right.
The alternative. Do not take only as directed. Do your own thing.
Star Wars, Episode 12. As the Empire struggles beneath the weight of its own decrepitude, a new force springs from within the galaxy. Pizza Wars!
Ship has just arrived.
Have the pilot escorted to my quarters.
Yes, Lord Vader.
Yes.
Admiral Pizov to see you, Lord Vader.
Come in. I'm expecting an important delivery, Admiral. I thought you should be here when it arrives. Have you located the new Rebel stronghold yet?
Not as yet, Your Supremacy. We have drones searching the galaxy from the slime pits of Zakram to the oriental massage parlors of Van Nuys. As soon as we have any data as to their whereabouts, I will notify you immediately.
For your sake, I hope you find them soon. My patience is wearing thin. Woo! Yes, who is there?
Pizza man!
Come in.
Here's your pizza, chef's salad, coleslaw, and oh yes, 2 gallons of old rationed steamy.
Did they remember to put double cheese on it?
Well, it says so on the ticket. I guess they did.
I'd better have a look. Last time it was cold and the cheese was stuck to the top of the box. Just as I suspected. Not only is there no extra cheese, but they've forgotten the green pepper as well.
Green pepper? You ate green pepper? Here, let me take a look at the ticket. Large pizza with extra cheese, sausage, meatball, Wookiee, onion, and green pepper. Oh no, I must have delivered your pizza to that dual-phase massage parlor on Van Nuys Boulevard.
You fool. I should have you skinned alive for this.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Vader. If you want, I could go back and get you a new one.
Lord Vader, the scanners have just detected a Rebel battle fleet approaching at light speed. They will enter this sector within seconds.
Don't bother me now. I'm upset as it is.
Oh, well, I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but...
Never mind. How much do I owe you?
$12,472.47.
Very well. I'll just write a check.
Excuse me, sir. We don't take checks.
You dare to question the credit of Darth Vader, commander of the Imperial Fleet? Last of the Jedi Warriors?
I'm sure it's a good check. It's just against company policy.
Lord Vader, the Rebel forces are overtaking the fleet by storm. Some strange force has rendered our defenses inoperable.
Luke Skywalker is using the Force against us. I must be alone to concentrate my powers against them.
Hey, Jack, what about this bill? I don't have all day, you know.
Leave me alone. I must concentrate.
Your impeccableness. A Rebel detachment has penetrated the hull. We may not be able to hold the bridge.
Darkest powers of the Force, I command thee, let there be...
Hey, Jack, come on, I got deliveries to make.
Be silent, darkest powers.
The closest one is 25,000 light years away.
Silence.
Vader!
Luke, my son, why don't you come in and make yourself comfortable? Take your weapons off.
It's too late, Pops. Prepare to die.
Your power is strong, Luke, but you cannot defeat me.
Well, if you can't pay for this pizza, Jack, I'm gonna have to take it back.
No way, just...
Jesus, this is disgusting. It's bleeding on my shoes.
I owe you my life. If you hadn't distracted him, he would have beaten me. You have saved the universe from dual phase tapes.
Yeah. Well, if you're really grateful, why don't you just buy the food and throw in a nice bad tip, huh?
This tale of galactic warfare and bad nutrition was brought to you by Dorcas Formus and Dan Dualphase.
Wait a minute, I did the breathing. Couldn't you smell my bad breath?
Ladies and gentlemen, here in the studio tonight, we have not only James Stewart, but the voice of James Stewart, Mr. Jeff Baker, who's working with the comedy team, Jeff and Greg, right now. Jeff, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about this comedy routine you've got going down.
Okay. My real voice. My name's Jeff. I'm half of the comedy team, Jeff and Greg. We play around in local comedy clubs. If you have an opportunity, you can come and see us. And we like to, you know, have a lot of fun, play guitars, and do a lot of impersonations and stuff like that.
Things like that. Well, Jeff, is there anything upcoming that you might want to let us know about?
Well, not at the moment, but we'll be playing around the comedy clubs. And, in other words, we're kind of flat on our backs. So,
wait a minute now. Come on now, Jeff. You mean to tell me you're not working now? You must be out trying some new material out, right?
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Is this me talking?
No, that's me talking to you. Oh. It's been a pleasure having you here, Jeff, and thank you for playing James for us. See, we originally, Jimmy was supposed to be here tonight, but he asked Jeff to fill in because he, you know, Jimmy felt like he wouldn't be able to say enough for me here on the show. But how do you feel about filling in for Jim?
Well, I always like to fill in for Jim, and I'm glad to take the opportunity to do it whenever I can, Paul. So.
Very good. Well, thanks, Jeff, for being on the show, and good luck with your career.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
It is the ultimate weapon, a flying arsenal that hears through walls, sees in the dark, and shoots dead on target wherever you look. Its name is Blue Thunder.
I thought it was illegal to arm police helicopters.
The government told Frank Murphy to test it.
Dozen of these copters and you can run the whole damn country.
But never told him what they were really going to use it for.
Where are we?
Federal building.
Once Murphy went looking for answers.
Hey, you want to find out what's going on in there?
I certainly do.
The answers came looking for him.
Uh-oh.
And he became the target. Columbia Pictures presents a riveting new film, Blue Thunder, starring Roy Scheider, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Hi, Paul and Movie Line caller. This is John from La Habra calling from Northridge. Yes, I'm back in my old city for a while. Yeah, I just saw the movie Blue Thunder, and I liked it very much. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it an 8. The movie, it's truly impressive and amazing what that helicopter can do. It's the technology that will just totally blow you away if you're into that kind of stuff. If you're into explosions and chase scenes and stuff, then that's the movie for you to see if you're into that kind of stuff. For the first hour you don't get much action. It kind of drags on a little bit, but the second hour, that's when all the action starts, and that's when your heartbeat starts to pound a little. So I liked it, and I give it an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. So anyhow, I'm taking up about half the tape here. So hey, take 'em easy, everybody out there. So talk to you later. John from La Habra. Ciao.
Return with Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Princess Leia, Lando Calrissian, C-3PO, and R2-D2. And Darth Vader. For the newest adventure in the Star Wars saga, Return of the Jedi. Return of the Jedi. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Return of the Jedi, and that's opening up everywhere in theaters on May 25th, including the Hollywood UA Egyptian Theater, which I recommend you to see it at. That's where The Empire Strikes Back did so well. And next week, we're going to have special coverage on Return of the Jedi. So thanks for calling, and I hope to hear from you next week. And now here's a special clip from Return of the Jedi.
Tiki, and Luke.